WGCH News Center time is 7:33, and the Board of Education met last night, and we're joined now by the chairman of the Board of Ed, Kathleen Stowe. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you. Give us a sense of the agenda last night and what got done.
Sure, absolutely. First of all, Happy New Year. Last night we had one of my favorite things. We did a lot of recognitions at the beginning of the meeting. Gus Lindeen, who has been our longtime athletic director, actually is retiring. He's a great guy. He was honored by Principal Mayo and many others. I think everyone knows a lot about the Greenwich high school sports program, but of course it's vast, and we win a lot of state championships, so very proud of having him serve for so long, and we wish him well in retirement, which leads to, in fact, two state champions that we honored last night. The girls' volleyball team was state champions, so we recognize all of those girls, as well as their coach, Mr. Latham, who has been a coach there actually for 29 years. So that's been a really wonderful program. And then we also honor the girls' swimming and diving team, who also won state. There actually was a first-year coach, Mr. Heller, but that's always been a really strong program as well. And then, it's incredible, I have the pleasure of signing all of these recognition certificates along with Dr. Tony Jones, and I think my hand got tired signing all of the National Merit scholars that we were recognizing last night. We actually have 11 National Merit semifinalists.
Wow.
And we also had 33 commended students that were National Merit. So that is really impressive. We have a very good, obviously, high school program. So very proud of that.
Let me just throw in there, I had three daughters on the swimming and diving team, and they won three state championships with Coach Hawks, 44-0 for that whole time frame. And my daughter, you may know, she was director of communications for the school system last year. But go ahead.
Yes. No, absolutely. And it just shows the breadth of what we do, right? At Greenwich High School, from, you know, swimming to volleyball to all these National Merit scholars, right? So, I think it's just a time to reflect on and how proud we are, when there's so many other tough things going on, right? So it was great to celebrate. Then we heard from our student government, and actually, midterms are happening next week at the high school. There's, of course, always a lot of stress around that, but especially now because the kids have, you know, been out a lot with quarantines and then, of course, with snow days. So I just think that there's a little bit more stress than usual, but the administration's trying to work with them, find a little bit more flexibility, and hope that everyone does well next week. We also heard from some community speakers. We had approximately 15 or so speakers last night. And then we got into our agenda. Actually, on the agenda this year, we're adding, or potentially adding, I should say, they were first read last night, so they'll come back to the board to be voted on, two new courses at the at Greenwich High School, and the Student Study Guide, which, if anyone's ever looked at it, it looks like a college guide. But these are two really interesting courses. One is actually required by the state. That is an African American, Black, and Puerto Rican Latino Studies. That is a new state mandated course that will start next year. It is an elective. It's a year-long elective. And so we were starting to look at the curriculum on that last night, and then that'll come back to the board sometime in February to be voted on. And additionally, we're also looking to add an honors anatomy and physiology course. This actually comes out of the fact that it used to be included in the AP biology curriculum, but that was revised, I guess, by the College Board back in 2019. And so now there's a course that sort of offers that content and on an on-level course, but there's no honors-level equivalent, so we're looking to add that back. And then we went through STEM, both K through 8 and 9 through 12. Some interesting things happening there. Again, we have some really great results in both the math and science programs. But they're looking to make a few other changes, always improving, right? At the elementary school, they're separating out the science advanced program. They talked about more opportunities for children to keep moving ahead, sort of to go more deeply into the content and to move faster through the content. So some of our kids in middle school can start going more into the high school science program. So lots of good ideas there. And, you know, I should also probably mention the computer science program is really just taking off. It's probably a reflection of what's happening in the world, but that's just becoming more and more popular with our students, and so we were talking a little bit about that last night. Last but not least, we discussed a policy around public comment. We typically, I think, as you know, we take a public comment at the beginning of the meeting. It's for an hour, and each speaker can speak up until 3 minutes. Last night, we didn't go over our limit, but there are times that we're sorry that we have to start moving forward. And in fact, speakers have to wait until the end of the business meeting. And so we were actually looking, some of us were suggesting that we should move the public comment, the opportunity from 3 minutes to 2 minutes, so we could actually get more speakers in, since we love hearing from the community, especially before going into our business meeting. But that's still being discussed. There were lots of comments around that and how some people like to speak longer and some less, but also people understand how some people, you know, the goal is to, of course, get more people to come in and speak. So that's still being discussed, and that's something we'll talk about again in February. And then last but not least, I should just mention that our superintendent told everyone that please come to listen to us on Tuesday night. We will be presenting our budget to the BET. Of course, the first selectman goes and then we go in front of the BET on Tuesday. That will be virtual. And then on February 3rd, we also spend the day in front of the budget committee. And those are sort of, we're starting budget season. So please come out and listen to us and advocate for our budget.
All right. That's a great report. The chairman of the BET was telling us yesterday he's looking forward to your budget and capital expenditures recommendations. We've been talking with Kathleen Stowe. She's the chairman of the Board of Education and reporting on their meeting last night. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye.